This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I'm the Tennessee Titans of Rock School. We'll start off slow and come back strong, baby.
Does that make me the Saints?
You're not a saint.
All right.
I just wish that I could win one round.
Well, you told me not to lie down.
No,
and
I told you.
I'm not lying down.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
it. Not lying down.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and apparently this week is going to be a battle royale, something I had very little to do with. Now, if you were listening last week and the week before, you heard that Chad Pierce, someone who I've been calling one who must learn, and apparently have been offending him all these years, something I didn't know I was doing, has asked to do a throwdown challenge, sort of a total recall type thing, where topics will be thrown out, and we apparently will be going back and forth and throwing out our answers. Yes?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I believe in education, you call it a test.
Okay,
this
fine.
This is the only classroom I know where there's a test given every 3 years.
All right, fine. We'll see what happens here.
I just
sort of a
see
seminar,
how much
if you
I
will.
Know.
All right,
you know?
We'll go
I
with
have
that.
Nothing against you, Doc. Yeah. I love you.
Let's just throw out... Ew. Let's throw out some let's throw out some names. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And sitting over to our immediate right will be the ringmaster, the man in the tall hat, funny short coat. Your name is?
Todd.
Todd. Todd's a general manager here at this radio station. And Todd will be throwing out the Total Recall Jeopardy-esque questions. Now, Todd, what's going to happen here?
Basically, what I'm going to do, I have a big slew of questions, Rock School questions.
Sure.
Questions that maybe have been explored on Rock School and maybe haven't so far. I'll pull out a slip each round and ask you a question. And gentlemen, you'll be responding. And the person that gives me the most answers, the most correct answers, will win that round. At the end of the show, we'll come together, tabulate everything, and the person who won the most rounds wins the show.
How do we figure out who goes first?
You go first.
No, I want it to be fair.
Here's what we're going to do. I have a coin right here. Here's the flip.
Flipping of the coin. Fine.
Heads.
What is it?
Heads.
Heads. Chad, go ahead.
Okay, so that means I go first in this round, and then every round after that, we kind of flip-flop back and forth.
That is correct.
Flip
that's
the coin
a general, that's a general emphasis.
Cool.
Of flipping a coin.
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Reaching
into
the hat.
I just want to test my knowledge.
What's the first topic that we'll go back and forth on?
First topic. Here we go, gentlemen. Here is your question.
Okay.
Songs that were banned after 9/11 by Clear Channel Communications.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, Down by 311.
I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet by Carole King.
Rooster by Alice in Chains.
Jump by Van Halen.
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Falling for the First Time, Bare Naked Ladies.
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Them Bones, Alice in Chains.
Fire, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum.
I got one. I got one. I'm telling you. It's,
How long, Todd?
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, AC/DC.
Walk Like an Egyptian, The Bangles.
Touche. I'm out.
Is that it?
And we need one more for the tiebreak here.
I'll give you two more. American Woman by the Guess Who, or Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Pat Benatar. How's
and that? With that, we have a winner.
Good
Dr.
Enough.
Burns.
Thank you, Rock School. I gotta tell you, Congratulations.
On what? I lost.
But no, but you kept up. I mean, that was very good. I'm surprised. And we've talked about that on the show before. So obviously you sucked the knowledge into the brain.
Hey, look, I just want to make it perfectly clear. I am not challenging you to try to throw you under the bus or the jail or anything.
But you'd love to win one.
Well, of course I'd love to win one. It's always nice to be able to one-up your professor. But I just want to show if I've learned anything.
The master. All right, Todd, pull out the next one. What do you got in there?
Here we go.
You got in that hat?
Is that dandruff?
You got some chains?
Time for a little little head and shoulders there?
That's right. Here we go. Rock songs that do not have the title in the lyrics.
Rock songs that do not have
and
title
Dr. Burns,
in the lyrics.
And Dr. Burns, you start things off
first,
this round.
Dude. Wow.
Ballad of John and Yoko, Beatles.
The Grudge by Tool.
Cliffs of Dover. That's an instrumental. Does that fit?
That's
Cliffs
fine.
Of Dover. That'll be my last instrumental. I won't do that. Cliffs of Dover, Eric Johnson.
Man Overboard, Blink 182.
Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin.
Lateralis by Tool.
Song 2, Blur.
Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Oh, that's a good one. Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry.
Adam Song, Blink 182.
My Immortal. Got another one?
She Sells Sanctuaries by The Cult.
How about this one? Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson. They never say Strawberry Letter 23. They only say Strawberry Letter 22. Is that just...
That is acceptable.
Is that buggery right there?
Go ahead. Buggery, but acceptable.
All right.
Oh, I may catch some flack for this by the man across the table. But Blink 182's song, Damn It.
Indian Reservation, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Cherokee people!
And Chad, one more?
Go ahead. No.
I used all mine.
Really? No.
All right. Well, with that, Dr. Burns wins round two.
Spectacular. Yet another one. As we continue on with this little back and forth between Chad and I.
Can we consider this like the preseason since I'm 0-2?
That's fine.
These rounds don't count.
I'm not I've not studied for this, not done anything. I'm just doing this off the top of my head.
As am I.
As are you. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is you're keeping up.
Well, I'm trying.
It's not like you're going like one song, two song, and then saying, I've done. You're keeping up just fine.
I'm like you. I want to win.
That's fine.
I just want to win a round.
Let's move along.
Here we go.
Todd, whoever you are, guy over there.
Go ahead. Pull a rabbit out of your chained hat there.
All right, get back in there.
What is in that hat?
You don't want to look. Oh, my goodness. I don't think it's legal.
You got some welding rods in there or something?
Let's see. Here we go. Here is the next question. All right, a little slip of paper. And the question for round three is name bands from the 60s currently touring with the original members. Note, members may include exhumed remains.
What? Like a skull on top?
Yes.
Right. The band is from the 60s.
Wow.
But they're still touring.
With the original members.
Go ahead.
The Stones.
Does that count? No. They're missing Bill Wyman.
Huh?
They're missing Bill Wyman.
Aerosmith, then.
No, they weren't formed in the 60s. They're formed in 71.
Whoa.
I can do one if you can't. I can do two.
I can't do one. CCR?
That's not... Well, it can't be, because one of the Fogertys is dead.
All original members is what we're looking for. And Chad, you have 5 seconds left.
Yeah, I'm throwing in the towel, dude. I don't know.
Dr. Burns.
Turtles, Grassroots, Golden Earring. That's three.
Three is much more than zero, and that round goes to Dr.
There
Burns.
There you go. Let's play a Grassroots tune. Rock School. I'm going to be honest, that last one was a little difficult.
Did you think?
A very sharp-eyed viewer is probably going to say the Turtles,
was incorrect because it's just the two main guys out there. But I know Golden Earring is correct. Golden Earring was formed in the 60s, and the main guys are still out there and still at it, and Grassroots as well.
Well, I was actually going to point out that about the Turtles, but I didn't want to be viewed as a sore loser. So
feel free to. I slapped down your first two.
I had no idea.
Feel free.
That's fine.
Time for one more before the break. So go ahead, Todd. Pull out the.
There we go. Move out Rod Stewart's false teeth there. And get to, here we go. All right.
All right.
Your question for round number four is...
what is it?
We're looking at songs with colors in the title.
Red, Red Wine.
Okay.
UB40.
Black by Pearl Jam.
Red Rubber Ball, The Circle.
Pink by Aerosmith.
Snoopy and the Red Baron. That's by the Royal Guardsman. Feel free to look it up.
Black, Pearl Jam.
White Wedding, Billy Idol.
Very good. I'm going to say Hot Tamales and They're Red Hot.
Oh, very good. Robert Johnson.
Thank you.
White Rabbit, that'd be by Jefferson Airplane.
Okay. And Jack in Black.
Very good. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Very nice. Eensy Weensy, Teensy Weensy, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Yellow Submarine, Beatles.
Wow. Okay.
I know I got to do one more if you can't.
You got 5 seconds, Jay.
I got 5 seconds? Okay. Going to be...
Come on, buddy. Green Tambourine.
Green Tambourine, and with that, Dr. Joe Burns wins round number four.
We can't play Green Tambourine because we're going to play Green Tambourine in a future song, so what do you say we play Yellow Submarine? Rock School?
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told of his life in the land.
Now here's the thing about this little contest we're doing here.
What?
If we had time, you know, you went in there to work with the recording that we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, the guy who runs this radio station, and I sat here and we came up with how many more songs that had colors in the title?
At least 15.
At least 15. And if we had a half an hour just to sit here and shoot the breeze, we could come up with another 20. I guarantee it. Recall is the problem. Recall is the problem. I did when I was getting my PhD, one of the things I researched was recall because I was dealing with radio and recalling of songs. And it's been said that when you are immediately asked, you know, name toothpastes, name breakfast cereals, name so-and-so songs, 7 is about all you're going to come up with.
Really?
So if we come up with 14 total, that's about all the brain comes up with. So you're not only dealing with knowledge here, Chad, you're dealing with recall. So it's just don't, you know, if you come up with 7, you've about hit the limit.
Okay.
That's about all you can do. And hopefully people at home are playing along with this, like the people at WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's disc jockey doing
very
it there.
Good.
Just pulling
the
everything together.
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They're so smart, they've already won.
Make sure you get us on podcast and play along at home. Got a copy of the home game. It's up on iTunes and get it there. Rock School. All right, coming out of the break, we're going to do one more question here and maybe one, maybe two before the bottom of the hour. See what happens here. Go ahead, Todd. What's the next question for all of us?
All right. We get into our mystery bag here full of the questions and stuff. And
Andy Griffith J.O. keys out of the way.
Well, we got to get past
Boy,
the...
there are so many ostriches.
All right. What's the question? Right. Here's the question. All right, Chad, this one's going to go to you. Starting things off with, name lead singers who don't perform with an instrument.
Okay.
Lead singers who don't perform with an instrument.
Don't perform. Okay.
Okay, shoot.
That guy from... I can't remember the name of the band, but it's Sebastian Bach. Who does he sing for?
Oh, Skid Row.
Skid Row. Okay.
Skid Row. Okay. Oh, Pat Benatar. I know she doesn't even play an instrument.
This one's hard for me because the people that I think don't play actually play a little stuff. What about Brett Michaels? Does he play something?
I believe he does. I believe he plays guitar.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
He does?
He does play.
I'll give you another one.
See, Ozzy?
Ozzy's a harmonicist.
Oh,
Ozzy.
He is.
Say it. So say Van Zandt. Say Ronnie Van Zandt.
Ronnie Van Zandt.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. No, Bon Scott. Bon Scott played bagpipes, believe it or not. He's also a drummer. What's the guy that named it? Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson is only a lead vocalist.
This is true.
Give me another one.
I'm going to say...
Can you do it?
Got no, 5 seconds.
He plays guitar, the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah, this is the problem. Even a guy from Zeppelin, who you never see with anything, is a harmonicist.
Right.
I mean, they'll play something. David Lee Roth plays guitar and harmonica.
And 2 seconds.
I got nothing.
Nothing? I'll give you another one. Jim Morrison never learned to play an instrument. In fact, he had to go hum and sing the lyrics and the melody that he created to Robbie Krieger, who would then figure out all of the chords and things like that.
And with Jim Morrison, Dr. Joe Burns wins that round.
That's
number
a rough
six.
One.
What's
That's
the,
a rough one.
What's the
does
score?
Michael Stipe play an instrument?
He
I don't
does.
Know. Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. See, you never see David Byrne really playing an instrument, but he is a fantastic keyboardist.
You know, and I'm not going to argue in this round because I lost yet another one, but like, to me, you're kind of dealing with a shade of gray, because if you were the lead singer of a band and you didn't play guitar, if you picked up a tambourine at any point during, you know, that basically qualifies you as an instrument.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's drums and percussion.
But still, it's you're playing. Okay.
Yeah. Let's play some Doors. Love the Doors right here, Rock School. All right, this is Rock School. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And you are?
Todd.
You're Todd here. How come doesn't Todd have a last name? Are we stopping with the last names with Todd?
No, he's
Todd.
Just on a first name basis.
Right, it's like fair enough. Santana, Madonna, Todd.
Fair enough. We are doing 7 days and 70 seconds, and then we'll get back to this little back and forth game that we're doing, and hopefully you're playing at home. Copy of the home game. August 2nd through August 8th, Monday through Sunday. Chad has Monday. Do it.
7 days and 70 seconds. Monday, August 2nd, that's a Monday this year, but 50 years ago, back in 1960, Brian Hyland's song, The Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, which was mentioned earlier in the show, it topped the U.S. music charts.
Tuesday, 35 years ago, 1975, the Bee Gees' Jive Talkin' hits number one.
Wednesday, 30 years ago, August 4th, John Lennon, Yoko Ono begin recording Double Fantasy at the Hit Factory, New York City, New York.
August number 5, back in 1980, after 20 years of performing together, the Osmonds say, I'm done.
Yeah.
50 years ago, 1960, August the 6th, Chubby Checker gives an electrifying performance on American Bandstand for the TV premiere of his new hit, The Twist.
There you go. 50 years ago, 1960, Ike and Tina Turner make their debut on the charts with the single, A Fool in Love. And dig this, Sunday, August 8th, 5 years ago in 2005, Mark Cohn, remember Walking in Memphis? He gets carjacked in Denver and gets shot in the head.
What?
Yeah, the bullet doesn't actually pierce the skull, but gets shot in the head, ladies and gentlemen. That wraps up 7 days and 70 seconds. Okay, I believe Todd has the next question
for next round, I think you kick this one off, Doc.
So here we go. The next question is, for round number 7, bands with numbers in their name.
Bands with numbers in their names.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Tupac Shakur.
311.
Two Live Crew.
7 Mary 3.
Boys Two Men.
UB40.
Three Doors Down.
10,000 Maniacs.
Classics 4.
Four Non Blondes.
Three Dog Night.
U2.
Sixpence None the Richer.
And Chad, we're at the 5 second mark.
I'm coming.
Okay. Again, it's Recall.
Yes.
It's the number thing.
Right. Come on. Give me an additional.
In three.
Do the number 4 and then something that spins.
2.
30 seconds to Mars.
There you go. Good 4 time. Tops.
And we're at 5.
Why do you keep winning these?
I'm doing it numerically. I'm starting at 2 and I'm just moving up in my brain.
What number are you at now?
I just finished with 6.
Okay.
And 2, and 1, shoot. And B-50, Dr. Joe Burns.
B-52's Haircut 100, 38 Special.
Now you're just showing off.
No, I'm not. I'm just coming up with the ones that were in my head. So there you go.
Dr. Joe Burns wins round number 6.
Let's play the B-52's. What do you say?
Cool deal.
Right here, Rock School. All right, yonder we go here on Rock School. I'm starting to feel
bad.
I'm starting to feel bad. I'm really not trying to just wipe out. I'm just playing the game here.
It's all good.
I'm not going to throw any.
I'm the Tennessee Titans of Rock School. Let's start off slow and come back strong, baby.
Does that make me the Saints? All right, here we go.
You're not a saint.
All right. Todd, what's the next topic
come on,
here?
Boss.
All right, here we go. Next question is going to start off with Chad here.
Oh, yeah.
And here is your question.
Okay.
Name rock videos made for less than the price of your current vehicle.
What?
First off, tell us what your vehicle is, and then you can start your list.
I drive a 2003 Ford Ranger.
I drive a 98 Dodge truck.
Okay, so both of those, Kelly Blue Book price of right around $5,000.
Oh, please. Mine's worth a goat, a chicken, and a good dance.
A rock
How
video?
How do you even know the answer to this?
Well, it's all right there on the internet.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Chad.
Go ahead, Chad.
I don't
okay.
even know what the answer is.
A rock video, anything by Weird Al.
Can you name a specific video?
Yeah. Take it. Eat it.
Take it. Was,
I don't watch videos.
Okay.
All right.
A video made for less than...
I know Van Halen's Jump was made for less than $600.
There you go. There's
okay,
one.
There's
string
one.
Budget.
Chad, can you match that?
Wasn't The Reason by Hoobastank made on a shoestring? I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. Do you know?
Of
How do
course.
You know if I'm right or wrong?
Not
I can just say anything. Jailhouse Rock, the video
that
put
was a
out
movie.
By, huh?
That was a movie.
Much more than $5,000.
Sure. I can't imagine that Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You was more than that. It was just her face. Do you remember that?
The production value was pretty outstanding. I think that one was definitely over $5,000.
Okay.
Chad, can you name one?
No, I can't.
All about, right.
Now about, that you asked.
How about Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen? That was pretty awful.
That is correct. Yes.
Oh, come on. Just give this one to Chad. Nobody's right.
I don't want
You have
I don't,
no idea.
I don't take gimmies. How about The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars? That thing looked cheap. Give it to him.
It was a high-quality production for looking cheap.
Right, but, because you've studied all these music videos, and you know the dollar value of all of them,
it's
don't
the
you?
Dumbest.
So, Dr. Burns wins that round with two.
Oh, come on! Nobody wins it. Nobody. The only way we win is if we play Van Halen Jump. Done?
Done.
Nobody wins. That's a tie. Here's Van Halen.
No argument out of me.
It's a good day when you get to play Van Halen. Rock School. All right, this is Rock School.
Yay.
As I eat my Altoid Mim.
So at zero wins, six losses, and one no contest.
That's right.
I'm riding high, baby.
All right. You got a chance to redeem yourself at least two more times if we can come up with a better topic than that. Hi, KLSU. Hopefully you're playing along, but not with that last question.
Hi, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Probably sitting up there going, stupid Americans.
We'll be back in a minute with hopefully a better question. Really. Rock School. This is Rock School. Got a little bit of time left, about 15 minutes. Time for at least two more questions. Chad against me and Chad's Total Recall, a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Yeah. And back to the big, chunky-sounding hat over there with Todd. What's the next question there, big fella?
Let's see. We'll get a... Okay, we pulled out the rocks from Kid Rock's head, and we've got this question now.
One of them is left behind at a Waffle House.
Name songs about or dealing with trains.
Songs about or dealing with trains.
I can do this one.
I'm writing them down.
I can do this
okay.
one.
Okay. People all over the world, join in. Start a love train. I think that's the OJs.
Correct.
Very good. How about Crazy Train? Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. Train Kept a Rolling. Yardbirds, Aerosmith, whichever.
Mm-hmm. How about Ghost Train, the Bee Gees?
Ooh, very nice. Now, you say about or dealing with trains. So how about Folsom Prison Blues?
That would be acceptable.
Hear the train
we'll squeak
coming.
In.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Let's do The Broken Train by Beck.
Train, Blackfoot.
310 to Yuma, Sandy Denny.
Oh, very nice.
Thanks.
My Baby Takes the Morning Train, Sheena Easton. Isn't that awful?
Night Train, Guns N' Roses.
Last Train to Clarksville, The Monkees.
I've Been Working on the Railroad by Unknown.
Oh, if you're going to be that picky. Dinosaur Train theme song from that silly show my kid watches every Saturday. All right. Don't tell me I'm going to beat you with Dinosaur.
I'm thinking.
And Jen, you have 5 seconds.
I'm trying, dude.
Cat Stevens.
I don't know the Cat Stevens song.
In 3, 2, 1.
I give it to you.
I can't think of another one.
You really can't?
I can't think of another one. Are we tied?
Are we tied?
Well, yeah, it looks like you're both tied.
Oh,
either one of you.
Good thing I didn't think of Peace Train.
What?
What do you say we play Peace Train by Cat Stevens? Rock School.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe.
All right, last break here on Rock School. Last time that Chad comes up against me here with Todd acting as mediator. And how do you feel? You feel you've done? You've done well. You really have.
I just wish that I could win one round.
Well, you told me not to lie down.
No,
and
I told you
not lying
that.
Down.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
not lying
it.
Down.
Yeah.
So, okay. Todd, what's the next one?
This is going to go to Chad, of course. And here is our next question.
Mm-hmm.
Name concerts that ended in riots.
Riots.
Concerts that ended in riots.
Well, the one that comes to mind was the Guns N' Roses Metallica concert where James Hetfield got burned.
Is that Toronto?
That was Toronto.
Okay.
And it ended in a riot because Guns N' Roses would not finish out the thing.
Okay, how about the one that just happened about 2 weeks ago called the Love Parade? It was in Germany where, there was a stampede. Okay, and that ended. In fact, they'll never have the Love Parade again. You'll take that one?
Sure.
Okay, good enough.
I don't know if this qualifies, but we've definitely talked about it. How about Altamont?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The Moondog Coronation Ball. That was the one that Alan Freed did, and only one act, Paul Hucklebuck, got on stage and performed, and then people broke down the barricades, and the cops had to shut it down.
How about Woodstock 99?
Ooh, up in Rome, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you take The Who in Cincinnati, where there was a rush and 11 people died?
I will.
Okay.
We're
tied.
Yeah, we are. What about the... No, that was a fire. What was the one where the guys were playing?
You're thinking about the station fire in with Great White in Rhode Island?
No, I was thinking about the Pantera concert where Dimebag Darrell got shot.
Oh, that was in Ohio as well.
So, but that wasn't really a riot. That's all I got, dude.
All right, Dr. Burns, any more?
Will you take the station fire? There was a stampede out of the place. Also, the Heaven and Hell riot and Black Sabbath in 1980.
Icing on the cake. Okay. Dr. Joe Burns takes that round. Congratulations.
Do one more? One more real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, one more.
Reaching into the bag, and the next question is going to be name power trios. Dr. Burns, your start.
Stray Cats.
Rush.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Police.
King's X.
Blink 182.
Cream.
Green Day.
Mountain.
Kings of Leon.
Motorhead.
Dang, I had Motorhead. Nirvana.
Genesis.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Tony Bennett's backup band.
What?
Know,
backup band?
Awful. I will not accept Tony Bennett's backup band.
Los Lonely Boys.
Wings.
Okay,
Wings.
We'll accept that.
Los Lonely Boys.
You said Police, didn't you?
Yes.
Alistair Johnson's Harmonica Cats.
Now you're just making stuff up.
I'm done.
Come on.
Yes.
There you go.
I can't do it.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes. Woo!
Who do you want to play?
The Police.
Good enough. That's going to do it. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad Victorious P.
Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Class is dismissed.